Hallelujah. God be praised. Soski, your audio e-devotional. It's always a joy and a pleasure to bring you God's word every day. On the devotional today, we are looking at supernatural supply. When we look in scripture, Jehovah Yireh shows himself in several ways. We live in very, very seeming unfavorable times financially for most people around the world, not only in Nigeria, my home country. What should we do as believers? Is there a provision in God's word for shortages, for things like this? Of course there is. I want to speak today on faith. Without faith, it is impossible to walk in the supernatural. For us to be able to walk in the supernatural, we must live by faith and not by sight. To activate the supernatural supply of God, you must live by faith and not by sight. The limitedness of our sight can be so tricky. It can have us speaking and saying things that are at variance with what we should see in our lives. What I want you to realize is divine supply, supernatural supply, is faith activated and voice accelerated. Your voice makes it come to pass quickly. What you speak, but if you speak what you see directly, if you speak what you see physically, then you'll be shutting yourself of divine supply. Rather, we should speak what we see by faith and not what we see by sight. There is a big difference with what we see by faith and what we see by sight. With the eyes of our spirit, we can behold, we can see what God is doing. But physically speaking, even though it has not manifested yet, what you have to do is hold on in faith. Today I want to stir you up with a story in John chapter 6. What happened in John chapter 6? There was a situation in Jesus' hands. People had come together because of him. Maybe you are responsible for your home. You are the breadwinner. In this case, let's just say Jesus was the breadwinner. And there was no food. There was nothing to give to the people. But with faith and thanksgiving, Jesus says, bring me a boy's lunch. One person's lunch. Bring it to me. So what do we have to learn from this as believers? When we face difficulty, when we face lack, when we face a shortage, what we simply need to do is take what's available and by faith, thank God for it. If we don't live by faith, we will be changing ourselves as believers. In these times, what you need to is live by faith. Trust God that what you have, that insufficient that you have, will take you through. Don't always look outside to say what is coming. Rather, look inward, be thankful, and celebrate. And it will outsound you what the Lord will do with your 5 loaves and 2 fish. God wants to turn your 5 loaves and 2 fish into something that will blow your mind. That is how we activate divine supply, through faith, living by faith. Do you remember the widow of Zarephath? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Right now and right here, I say God bless you. I pray the favor of God upon you today. I pray that divine supply, supernatural supply, will be activated in your life and your processes in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, give you peace right round in Jesus' name. God bless you. Esosa Wanjagu is my name. And thank you for listening to my audio e-devotional. Let's do this again tomorrow. Bye-bye.